think it's 6 o'clock, so we can go ahead and get started. Thank you all for attending this evening. My name is David Sorrell. I'm the Director of Utilities for the City of Columbia. We've got several members from Utilities Department or Solid Waste staff here to help answer questions if help's needed. But basically, we had a work session with the council on November 7th, where we made some recommendations for them to consider about residential trash and recycling collection. One of the recommendations we had was that we no longer require the use of the city logo bags, and that we no longer require the city to provide the logo bags, which would mean that, you know, customers would have to buy their own bags. You could still put out as many bags as you want. The contents would still have to be less than 50 pounds. There'd be no changes to any other aspect of the system. As far as recycling, would still be what it is right now with, you know, blue bags for containers. We'll continue to provide them. You put your fiber in a box or a bundle, still being collected every other week due to staffing issues. And yeah, you know, that's basically what we're here to talk about tonight. We're not here to talk about any other topics about changes to recycling, roll carts, automated, anything else. So that's what this feedback meeting is for, is if you have comments on should we continue to provide bags or require the use of the city logo bag, that's what we want to hear tonight. So with that, if you want to start providing some feedback, we'll be happy to listen.
If you have a question, feel free to raise your hand. We'll bring over a mic so you can ask the question with a mic. This is being live streamed, so please wait until you have a mic to ask a question. Matt will take care of that far side of the room tonight.
Raise your hand, I'll give you a mic.
Oh, sorry. My name is Jay. I've been a resident for Columbia for 2 years now. This is actually the first year I've been not at an apartment building where we had just a giant dumpster we put everything in. So I love the idea of getting rid of the city bags and just using normal trash bags, because A, it's a lot less plastic to go for, and B, I feel like that should save us a lot of money. And I'm also a big supporter of going towards automated roll carts and everything. But like you said, we're not here about that. We're here just about the trash bags. So I would love that idea, and I would say that I'm for that if we can go for good. No of those big black trash bags. Be awesome. Thank you.
Well, hello. Good evening. My name is Mark Hyam. I serve as director of the Missouri Peace Works, and Peace Works has not taken a position specifically on what Columbia's solid waste program should be, but we do feel there's several key principles that need to be considered when coming up with a system. And one among those is the notion that to be sustainable, we need to do a lot more recycling, a lot more composting, and a lot less filling a landfill. And in order to do that, we need to have a pay-as-you-throw system, a PATY system. PAYT system, pay-as-you-throw, is basically making this utility consistent with all other utilities. When it comes to electricity, gas, water, even things like cable, the more you pay.
All right, now I appreciate this, but we're here to talk about trash bag changes only. So
well,
please, I don't.
I am talking about trash bag changes.
You're talking about recycling and all kinds of things. That's not the subject that's before the council today.
The
that's going to be on their Monday.
The logo bags.
So can we have the next question, please?
Sir, you can't just cut somebody off a minute into speaking.
We're not here to talk about a different subject.
Pay-as-you-throw is the reason they put logo bags out there. And I'm saying something relevant to pay-as-you-throw and logo bags. And my point is,
let's go ahead and get there.
If there's a council meeting, each individual who gets up to speak gets 3 minutes, any organization gets 5. I'm speaking on behalf of an organization, and you're cutting me off like 1 minute into my prepared remarks, and it's just not right, because I am saying something that is relevant to pay-as-you-throw into logo bags. And my basic point is that we need to have a system that incorporates pay-as-you-throw. We're not wed to keeping logo bags, but to get rid of the logo bag system without coming up with something else that incorporates pay-as-you-throw, you're essentially moving us backwards and in the wrong direction. And that's my point. I have a lot more I'd like to say, but I don't want to step on toes. I'm not here to make trouble.
I apologize.
I'm simply saying that we need to be sustainable. We need a future that keeps in mind our kids and our grandkids and their grandkids, and not having the logo bags and not having any other means of creating incentives to cut down on waste is a huge mistake.
I had the pleasure earlier today of watching a 41-minute and 35-second video of the earlier hearing, and I thought y'all did a very good job. I do commend you greatly for looking at cost savings. However, my question would be, why are the cost savings only accruing to the city if the cost of the bags for the city currently are more expensive than the run-of-the-mill bag because of the stamping of the Columbia stuff on it? So I'm currently paying for bags. You're suggesting that in the future I continue to pay for bags, but I pay for bags out of another fund that I have rather than getting them from the city. Have you ever thought about sharing the cost savings that you have suggested or identified?
Certainly we're going to look into that. We've had a lot of increased expenses. I mean, we're going to anticipate a expense reduction because it's about $1.1 million. We've had a lot of increases in expenses. We've had pay raises the last couple of years for employees and staff. We've had ad pays, fuel costs, equipment costs, everything goes up. We all have experienced that with it, this way inflation's been going lately. So we need to look at what the net is, and then if there's any other changes to automated and there's a need for some of that to offset a needed for rate increase, because our cost of service study that was done last year shows that we do need a rate increase. So this would defer that needed rate increase, but it would be looked at the bottom line. But right now it's not determined yet whether or not that's feasible.
Hello. I wanted to chime on the last two speakers. One of the speakers talked about pay-as-you-throw. I was originally against that, but this logo bag system is a pay-as-you-throw. It's resulted in less trash, and it's also resulted in more recycling. Furthermore, with this gentleman's comment, I agree. If we are paying for something and not getting something in the interim, are you going to recommend council as a possibility of a certain amount of refund on a monthly basis? And last question
was when we get all finished and we find out what the net is, and we can make that recommendation.
But you keep saying there's a savings of 1.something million.
But a reduction in expense. We've had increases in expense.
I'm not doubting that at all, Dave. And you know that I understand your position. But what I'm getting at is, as this other gentleman said, we're paying for something. We're not getting something in return. And I'm just chiming in on his comment. And lastly, the last meeting, for those of you who were there or watched it, somebody calculated that these bags cost $3 or 32 cents, but we're charged for them for like $2 a bag. And I wanted to know if you could shed some light on that. Thank you.
So when that was calculated, when we implemented that system, there was a calculation, I don't have it off the top of my head, that included an approximate weight and what have you to go with that. So it's a bag cost plus and a tonnage assumption or a pounds assumption, because we charge by the ton at the landfill. That's how that was calculated.
So the price was $2 for the bag when
it's full? It's the price to buy the bag and for an average amount of material being placed in the bag to dispose of it at the landfill. Yes. So that was where it's a pseudo pay-as-you-throw system.
I would like for there to be some consideration for the amount of waste that is thrown. pay-as-you-go, if that's the right term. I have found in living here in Columbia, I may have 1 to 2 bags of waste each week. But in the past, I paid the same thing as customers who had 3 or 4 bags of waste. I don't know about the bag situation. If there was some other way to base it on volume, that should be considered. But I've paid the same thing as every other home in the town for the past 20 years, and I've gotten less service. So please remember us small people. Thank you.
Okay, when it comes to your prices that you have for the bags, it costs us a lot of money. And I don't know about anyone here, and I know her, I feel really bad. She only has 3 bags. We have how many bags a week? 7 to 10? We have 7 kids, okay? So where do you make up for all the bags that are constantly ripping? When we have to go and buy trash bags, we have to spend at least $50 just to get trash bags.
If you have a roll of defective bags.
It's not necessarily always a roll. Let's not act like it is, because we all know that it's not. Sometimes it is, but it's not. You get bags and you've had to throw away 3 out of an entire thing, because that's $6. That's $6 for those. Then the next time, that's another $6 wasted down the drain. So where does that factor into what is best for Columbia and our trash service?
Well, that's one of the biggest complaints we're getting with the bags, is that they rip and they're not very good. We've only had one vendor that's bid the program. And that's why we're having the discussion. Do we continue to provide them and require them, or do we get rid of them? Okay. I understand. And like I said, we need to evaluate that, but you know, the first step is make a decision. Are we going to get rid of them or continue to provide them before we spend a lot of energy and effort doing all that piece of it? My thoughts.
Hey, good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Andrew, union representative for the guys who pick up the bags. So the big concern that we're hearing from folks about this logo bag, getting rid of this, it's not about getting rid of the logo bags. It's if it moves away, and I know it's a pseudo pay-as-you-throw model. You had said in previous work sessions that this logo bag had reduced the amount of trash that we were getting to the landfill. So our guys are afraid of it going back to the old days where I grew up in Columbia, people would put out entire weight sets and et cetera, et cetera. And we know the bulky item is still going to be request only, but what is, do we want to make sure that that's in the consideration of?
I thought about that, my thought is that, like my house, I'm not going to generate any more waste regardless of whether I'm using logo bag or not logo bag. I mean, there's 4 of us live there. We put out 1 or 2 bags of trash a week. That's not going to change for me. I would think most households would be the same, but everything's still going to have to be in a bag. So it's not going to go back to the system that you saw before, where there's a lot of people just throwing the contents of their house out in the front yard. And, you know, we did see a reduction in residential collections waste, but we also saw an increase in people bringing stuff to the landfill. Okay. So I think I'm anticipating that it doesn't create a big problem with that. If it does, then maybe we would go back and look at a total number limit bags, you know.
And that's what we had brought up before this logo bag thing, and I know this was kind of the the interesting compromise that we landed with. And I think our guys are still interested in looking at that because, you know, it was pretty rough back in the day.
Are there any reports or studies going on at the moment for any other pay-as-you-throw systems, or are you just shutting down the bags completely and that's it? We're never doing pay-as-you-throw again?
Currently, the only proposal is to get rid of the bags and then evaluate what we're going to do moving forward.
Okay.
And the reason that we're bringing this quickly is because if we're going to continue to provide the bags, we need to place an order, which would be about half the funds.
But you can only order it from the one company that's been giving us.
They're the only company that'll do the voucher piece.
Terrible bags, and
so
you
we need
have
to
go to three different stores to find them.
That's the big. That's another big complaint is that, you know, the stores don't have them in stock. Well, there again, that's the vendor.
Even without my
quality,
kids in the car, I don't want to go to three different stores to get them.
So right now we want to find out, do we continue to provide bags or not? And then see what we're going to do going forward.
And move on to pay-as-you-throw other options.
Yes, other options.
Hello. I had a question on timeline. Once this decision is made, what then is the timeline for the next solution?
That's not been determined. If council was to approve it Monday night, I anticipate that the bags would no longer be required on the second of January. But then we would continue to mail out the voucher at the next in January when they come out, and their bags would still be available for, you know, until the supply is depleted. As long as they're available, you could turn in a voucher and still get the black bag. And there's the food bank has agreed to work with us, maybe partner with us to take some of those smaller rolls and distribute to people who would have difficulty purchasing the bags on their own.
My name is Ben. So if you get rid of those logo bags, does it mean that residential or people, they will use any kind of bag they want?
Yes. As long
small
as
small bags, large bags.
As long as the contents weren't over 50 pounds, we would pick up anything placed in a bag.
It's interesting that we have a comment about the quality of the bags, yet at the same time, it would appear that if the city no longer provides the bag, I, as a consumer, can buy low bid meeting my specifications, not necessarily low bid meeting your specifications. So the ripping of them as your staff or as your workers pick them up could become problematic from their end, yet I am still in complete compliance with the requirements of the city saying it's a bag, it's not 50 pounds, so you guys are now responsible for it once I get it to my curb. Is that correct?
That could happen.
Okay.
So I would say that if we do have to, so like he was saying, like if the trash bags that we choose to buy, if they rip because our trash man can't pick them up, then that kind of is just on us, the ones who chose. But at least we're not being told you have to pay $2 per bag. And if it rips, good for you. Clean it up. Also, we're not going to pick it up. And you need to buy another $2 bag in order to put all this stuff in. So I feel like that would be a better of the two to at least be like, well, I purchased these bags. If they rip,
yes, that is on me and my family to make sure that my yard gets picked up. Even that would make me feel better about having to pick up the trash after the trashmen have come.
I mean, just today, our whole street uses the black trash bags with the logos, and we still have trash strewn down the street from somebody's bag. So, I mean, bags break. The strings do not tie on any of my bags. We've learned how to lift them. But yeah, I still don't want to buy them, and I still don't want to go find them. And I don't want to get to a roll in the morning and try to get the trash out and have one, like, not together at all. Who doesn't put a trash bag together? So if that's your only choice for a company, then let's not.
I realize I missed part of the meeting, but would you go into better detail? You know the subject keeps coming up. The logo bags are cheap quality. What happened to the quality of before? Do you know, or did you get a different supplier? We had a very good system with heavier quality plain bags. Please.
The same vendor that we've had for 10 years probably. And so why the bags split at the seams and all, I don't know what has happened. We've put it out to bid multiple times, and these are the only company that's ever responded. There's other companies that will provide bags, but there's no other companies that has ever responded to do the voucher system.
So I just had one observation. It seems like we're not looking before we leap in this process. It seems like it's a herky-jerky kind of a system where we're going to get rid of the logo requirement, get rid of the logo bags, and eventually move to something else. We don't know when, and we don't know what it will be. So we're basically taking steps backward away from paying as you throw and charging people who create more waste more, and charging people who create less waste less, which would be the fair thing to do, and also create the incentives to recycle and compost, which anybody who's putting out many, many bags is likely not doing those things. And those things are what we need to get more sustainable. We need to basically reduce, reuse, and then recycle. And the reduce and the reuse are more important. But if we just go to, you know, put out any bag you want, we basically take a step backwards. We remove incentives that are there now. And before we take that step, it would be nice for the city to figure out what is going to be a workable program. I'm not here to advocate for roll carts. I'm not here to advocate for any specific program. But simply, if we're going to switch from our current system, which has been in effect for going on 2 years now, I think it'll be 2 years February 1st, without coming up with something to take its place, we're taking a big step away from being a sustainable community.
Why do we shift to the vouchers in the first place?
Why did we go to vouchers in the first place? Prior to doing the vouchers, we would put a load of bags in the back of a truck, and we had a couple people sit in the truck and drive by and throw them out in people's front yards, and it's not a very safe thing to have people doing, and I think they damaged mailboxes and rearview mirrors and screen doors and all kinds of things over the years, and so they went to vouchers to worker safety and minimize damage to property.
On my same question, did you see a price increase for the newest version of the bag?
I would have to go back and look at the contracts. I don't know off the top of my head.
If you did not see a price increase, then why not pin them down to go back to quality bags and we go forward? Because, hey, we're going to try to give you all a really good deal. We'll give you a cheap bag, expensive paint, and by God, you'll have something new to work with. That's not fair to the workers of Columbia, Missouri. When that gentleman spoke up, it's time we start putting him first. The guys in charge making the decisions need to step up and get to the bottom of these questions. Because everybody's concerned about safety. But we haven't had a real safety issue in the 2 years because we quit putting everything at the curb, which means the city started making revenue at the landfill. So the line about the city saving money could be the city's making money, which is not fair to the treatment of the citizens. 40 years I've been recycling. Why am I acting so suspicious? Because I'm speaking facts. I'm a proud recycler of 40 years. There's no sense in what's going on.
On the heels of recycling, we've lost a lot of recycling locations because of this pay-as-you-throw. Moser's has closed up. There's no recycling spot on the north side of town. We have to go all the way to the south side to recycle, and no one's doing that. This also once every other week recycling plan leads to those to throw more into the landfill. So will we eventually go back to doing twice or every week? Will we get more recycling locations? Because that will also increase recycling. We are also very proud recyclers, and something has to help us with that.
Well, we would like to do the recycling on a once-a-week schedule again, but until we have staff sufficient to make that a sustainable program, we can't go back to once a week.
Kyle Riemann, I have a few questions for you. First one is, why did we go to the logo bag system to begin with, and was that not the recommendation of Solid Waste Division?
We went to logo bag because we'd done a presentation to council in February of 2020 that described the issues that we had with, basically, at that time, you could put the entire contents of your house at the curb, not in bags, just loose shoes, Barbie dolls, toys, games, books, whatever. And we had talked about possibly limiting the number of bags, which is not a real feasible way of doing it because, I mean, you're out there counting bags and, you know, oh, well, wait, there's seven. Now we need to take a picture, and which six do you pick up? And so the idea was, let's go to logo bag. Charge money if you use more than 104 that we provided. That's what we ended up on.
And was that your guys' recommendation?
You were there. It was a recommendation of city staff.
Okay. So what other systems did you look at?
At that point, we didn't really have... Roll carts were not options, automated collection was not an option, and that's the only thing we settled on at that point was how do we deal with bulky items and how do we deal with just loose garbage on the ground that our staff was expected to collect with their hands.
So did
and
we base
we're getting the way off the topic of do we keep the bags or do we get rid of the bags?
Well, I think if we're trying to consider alternatives, it's good to know what alternatives were considered for the bag program and why it was put in place to begin with. So are there other pay-as-you-throw systems that were looked at that could be put it in place.
We looked at stickers, and there was some opposition to doing that. There were some other things, but, you know, like I said, back to, do we continue to provide the bags and require their use? That's the question.
Do you know how many bags before the logo bag system we were purchasing?
Off the top of my head, no, I don't.
I do. We were spending roughly $338,000, and now we're saying it's going to cost $1.1 million in savings. So that means the increase is roughly $700,000. Is that correct?
Probably then, yep. Okay. I don't know if that number that you threw out there is correct. I would have to go back and look.
Okay. My question is, what was the real problem if, because it seems like what I'm hearing is a $700,000 error based off of a recommendation of city staff, and how do we know you're not going to do another error with your next recommendation? What actions are you taking to prevent that issue?
So the reason that there was an increase is because when you require the use of bags, everybody had to turn their vouchers in, and we didn't get very many vouchers redeemed prior to that on a relative basis.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said the reason for the increase was once we required the use of the logo bag, then basically everyone redeemed their vouchers. Prior to that, people weren't redeeming their vouchers because they were using the white kitchen bags and putting them out at the curb. I mean, that's what most of the bags I put out at that time were coming right out of my kitchen trash. I didn't redeem very many vouchers.
I guess, and this, I'll wrap it
up. But you know, how do we know we're not making a mistake? Just do we continue to provide the bags or do we not continue to provide the bags? I don't know.
Well, I guess all I'm getting at is if it's something that we looked at 2 years ago and staff recommended to use the logo bags and now we're recommending to take away the logo bags, but there was an increase in cost, what did we actually gain by doing this?
What we gained is we got rid of people putting in their entire house at the curb without it being in a bag. And so and what we got was a lot of complaints about the quality of the bags, the difficulty in them being available in the stores, that they cost too much if you use more than what we've provided. And so what we're hearing is people don't like it. So we said, well, let's not require it anymore. What about that suggestion?
Sorry, I've never been to one of these, but if the point is to say either yes or no to that, how do we get there? Is it like a vote?
We're just going to take the feedback that we're getting, and we'll summarize that to council.
Feedback, and then you take it back to
council.
I'm really not at home, so I have to
go. Then it'll go to council, and we'll give them pretty much a summary of what we've heard. So, so this was introduced at the last council meeting, and so most ordinances go to council, they get introduced at the first meeting, there's no action taken. And then at the next meeting, the council can take action on it or decide to table it, approve it, defeat it, whatever. So Monday night is the next council meeting. And then we will have a summary report that has the feedback that we got from the Be Heard site and from these meetings. We had one on the 17th and one this evening. And we'll just make council aware. Here's the kind of comments we got. I mean, every comment that came in on Be Heard will be provided, so they'll see everything. And that's what the next step is.
Is she allowed to come and comment on Monday?
Sure.
Okay.
7 p.m. Monday night in the same room.
Okay. I was going back to when you mentioned
having to, the people, the workers having to count the bags, and that's why you didn't do a bag limit, that kind of thing. I mean, they still have to get out and check the bags, right? Make sure they don't have logo or they have logos.
And well, that's a visual.
Well,
yeah.
you were worried about them leaving bags or leaving stuff behind. Well, if somebody puts out a bag without a logo, they're leaving it behind, right?
If it's not in the logo bag,
it's left behind, right? So that kind of defeats that right there. You were worried about them leaving it then. They're going to leave it now. So, I don't know. It's not working.
Okay.
I just wanted to respond to a person back there who asked, is there anybody who likes the logo system? I don't necessarily like it, but I see it as better than nothing. What we need is a system that involves a pay-as-you-throw component that gives people like you all who have a big household and put out lots and lots of bags the incentive to recycle as much as you can and compost your food waste. And if you do those two things, you reduce significantly the volume of your trash and the need for bags. And if you have a price on the bags, that gives you an added incentive not to buy things or acquire things that are going to end up with a lot of packaging that ends up getting thrown out. So there's a reason why we have the system, and the idea is to encourage people to produce less waste. And that's a critical thing to do. Now, I'm in a unique position. I live by myself without other people. I have a very full-time job, so I'm not home very much. I compost and recycle everything. I've had no problem with the system. In fact, since it went into effect, I used 2 bags in 2021, and I've used 2 bags so far this year. And I haven't used my vouchers. They're sitting around. I used 1 at the beginning and haven't done any since then. But I realize I'm an outlier at the extreme. But there are lots of other people who put out only 1 bag a week but are paying for 2 bags a week. We get 104 bags a year. That's 2 a week. And there are lots of people in this town who only put out 1 bag a week or less. There are some people who just put out a bag every 2 weeks, and some put one out once a month. But the point is, incentives work. People will, if it's costing them more, do something different. And I really strongly urge you not to throw out the baby with the bathwater here, to keep a pay-as-you-throw system and improve it rather than get rid of it entirely.
To kind of build on what he said, I work for the city. I basically administer the trash bags that everyone hates. So don't come out to my car or follow me home. but I've lived here for a little over a year, and I don't really have a problem with it. So what he said, I really like the bags personally, but it's just me and my mom that live in my house, so we don't accumulate a lot of trash. So I might be the only person in here, but I like the bags.
I always have an excess of bags, which I give to my friends and neighbors, and they're very grateful for them. But to get back on the quality of the bags, you know, I don't know what your process is for bidding something out, but usually if you don't get bids, it's appropriate to go to those companies and start negotiating. And I know this because I was in charge of purchasing for a rather large industry. I don't know what quantities you're talking about, but perhaps it's something to look at and to nudge along those vendors who seem to be reluctant. There are other ways that they may be able to compensate you in other ways. Maybe they can, I don't know, but get you a good rate on buying new trucks or something. The only other thing that I can think of as a suggestion is that you can buy colored bags in many different mill sizes. And if you went to, let's say, a yellow or a pink pink or blue or something that would identify it as a city bag rather than a logo, you might have better quality when you can specify in that manner.
Are the blue bags being going to be supplied, or are they going to be eliminated also?
No, there's no changes to the blue bags.
So you'll still be supplying those. Okay, the other thing is, what do other cities that use bags do? There are other cities that still use bags, believe it or not. How are they? Do they just have the customers buy the bags, or do you know?
I don't know what other cities do specifically, if they provide bags or not. I know some cities have bags with logos that you have to buy those bags at the store, and I know other city. Well, I know some you buy your own bags. So,
okay,
but which city does what? I don't know.
It'd be interesting to know what the other cities do and how they get labeled. And I too am in favor of these bags. At first, I was against pay as you throw, but I actually do like the bags, and they have proven successful. I was at that meeting where they did the presentation. As our union representative has said, we could be creating another problem that we just got rid of. So thank you.
I would just comment that I'm very satisfied where we're at now, okay? The cost factor, if we have to pay more for bags, let's pay more for bags, okay? I don't see, and let's protect our workers too, okay? I don't want to get the cheapest bag available out there and start create a problem for them that doesn't exist right now.
So I think most everybody in this room agrees that pay as you throw is a great idea. But what we're here for today is to say that these particular bags are terrible. The way that you can obtain them is terrible. And it's just not what's working for the whole of Columbia, or the majority of Columbia. And, I mean, if you know me, you know why I'm here. You know what I'm for, worker safety in the automated way, all that. But today, the bags are terrible, and they're not working. Pay as you throw? Yes, great idea. Start telling people how to live their lives? No. Not every system works for everybody, and yes, they will find something different to do with it. As you know, we've seen an increase in dumping and illegal dumping. Let's use somebody else's dumpster for this and that. And that's where we're at right now. So.
Kyle Riemann again. So I want to get back to this looking at other cities. Have you looked at other cities that have a pay-as-you-throw system?
I have not personally, no.
Did you look at them 2 years ago?
Not at that time.
Do you know of any other city that uses a bag system at all?
New York City.
Okay. Did you look at how New York City is using a pay-as-you-throw system?
The vendor that we currently use, I know we've gotten shipments of bags that they have produced for other cities that have logos on them, and they have a pay-as-you-throw system where you have no bill from the solid waste utility. You buy those bags at the store, and however many bags you buy, that's what your contribution. I mean, it's completely based on number of bags you use. That's a true pay-as-you-throw. That's not a pseudo pay-as-you-throw where everybody pays $17 or $18 a month, and then only those people who use more than 104 bags pay a little more.
So I just want to make sure you're saying we have a pseudo pay-as-you-throw system, not a real pay-as-you-throw system?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm just confused as to why there's not a solution at looking at other pay-as-you-throw systems that is in tandem with the recommendation to go away with this pseudo pay-as-you-throw system.
First step in our recommendations is to consider eliminating providing the bags and requiring the use of the logo bags.
I just have a couple of things to add. Has the current vendor been contacted about the number of poor bags? Have they been asked to improve the mill length of that plastic? Is there some way to get them to do a better job? That's one other suggestion I have. The other is, I want to say how much I appreciate the men that are out there working. They're always very friendly, a wave or whatever, and they get the job done.
Steve, do you know what our vendor has said when we've talked to him about quality and delivery and everything else?
Good evening, Steve Hunt, the Solid Waste Utility Manager. So, we've been dealing with this vendor from North Carolina for a number of years, and we've had quality issues before. So it's the same spec, the bag that you have now with the logo is the exact same bag that was provided before without a logo. The only difference is they put a logo on it. In the years past, we had complaints, but it was the occasional customer complaining and we replaced the bags. Now it's just a sheer number of bags being produced and everyone has the bag. So when we've called the vendor, they have refunded, I forget now the number, they refunded numbers of cases of defective bags. They've assured us that there's the same manufacturing process, the same resin, the same mill thickness, everything else. But again, it's the only vendor that we have. So not sure what else I can add to the discussion.
Can you go back real quick? You were saying that this is a pseudo pay-as-you-throw, and you just mentioned that we'll go to a real pay-as-you-throw. Did you just say that?
No, that's not proposed at this time. What I meant when I said pseudo pay-as-you-throw is that everybody pays the same monthly charge, and then it's only if you need to dispose of more bags than what is provided do you pay additional. A true pay-as-you-throw is you don't get a monthly bill, and you buy the bags, and that's – so if you use one bag a month versus somebody who uses six bags a week, you would pay a lot less money than them.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, true pay-as-you-throw, you wouldn't have a flat rate at all. You would buy all the bags at the store, and the calculated cost would be on a per bag system. We haven't done that. I think we can get you one. Off the top of my head, I don't. So.
Okay. Again, sorry. I missed what his name was for the. You talked to the people who make the bags. Sorry, I didn't get your name, but I did hear you say that they're the exact same bags. However, if you believe that those are the exact same bags, you've never used them. You never used either the prior ones or you haven't used the new ones because they are not the same bag. There is no way. They are see-through, first of all, like completely see-through almost, and the other ones weren't. So if you allow them to tell you for us that the bags are exactly the same, you're allowing them to lie to you. So I would prefer, I don't know how I would do that, but someone who's like, absolutely not. Like, if you're gonna keep these bags, then the lie can't be it's the same trash bag because it's not the same trash bag. So if something happens on Monday and we're staying with the same bags, that's something I would like to see somebody fighting more for the city of Columbia and the people that have to use these bags and pay for these bags, because there's absolutely no way. I'm real sorry, but there's no way those are the same bags. At all.
I've had a few rolls of them. I haven't had any of the rolls of black bags that split up the side, but I have had some rolls where one of the ties comes out on almost every bag. But I've not had the ones that split. I have had a roll of blue bags in my... I've been using the system since the early 90s. I have had one roll of blue bags that split. Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why the blue bags don't break is because typically it's very lightweight in them. So that's maybe one of the reasons. It's very, very rare that you get 50 pounds of recycling. I'm just saying. Thank you.
I believe I heard on KFRU, and I'm sure there's other families using multiple plastic bags inside this because they are expecting it to break. What have we accomplished by double bagging the cheap quality that the gentleman says there can't be any change, but somebody's lying? I wish he'd take a flight to the factory and get to the bottom of it, because we're talking about meal differences. We brought it up here tonight, and quality is gone, and that means the meal is gone. MIL, the thinner bag, is a smaller meal number. Please, sir, ask permission and take a flight.
That's no more comments. Then I'd say thank you for coming. And
thanks. Sorry, I keep getting cut off, so I figured I'd just wait till the end. So, was there data presented to you with other cities when you were considering implementing this system?
Kyle, what we're asking you to tell us tonight is, do you want us to continue to use the logo trash bags and to continue to provide them or not? No, I just, we've heard the feedback. I mean, there's some of both. Huh? Well, that's a different discussion than what we have right now. Tonight, all I was wanting was feedback on, do we keep providing the bags and require their use? I can stay here till 8 o'clock. No.
No, not for Monday. But they're a legit question, so there has to be a time to get them in. Right? No?
No, I'm waiting.
Yeah, okay. So, I can restate my question.
No, go ahead, please.
No problem. Was there any data presented to you or the solid waste utility for other systems and making the decision to go to the current logo bag system?
At the time that the ordinances were drafted, that I drafted, and that we reviewed with the city manager. There was nothing presented to me prior to me drafting those changes that we considered.
And was and there
that was provided after those changes were already considered.
Okay. Was there before the city council voted on the change?
Huh?
Was there data presented before the city council?
There was data on what other cities do. That's all that was presented.
Okay. So are you going to look at other cities and do your homework this time before making recommendations for what to do next? Because I haven't heard that you've done that yet.
You are definitely going to do that.
Okay, I appreciate that as far as a concerned citizen.
But we had, if you recall, a very, very short time frame to make modifications when we did this.
I'm aware. That's also why we did all that we could to scramble to get you the data.
We had less than 2 weeks to put everything together.
And do we have less than 2 weeks now?
No, we have more time than that now.
But the data has not been collected yet, correct?
No, it has not.
All right. And we're
trying to make a decision on data right now. We're trying to make a decision on public opinion.
Please. Now, you know, the only thing we're considering right now, like I said, is do we continue with the bags or not? And then we'll do the research and we'll come back with some good recommendations and maybe more than one so that we can make a good decision based on data.
Well, I appreciate that. For what I'm trying to get to is my personal, me as a citizen, recommendation, which is the same as 2 years ago, was if you're going to look at a pay-as-you-throw system, you make that based off of data and information and look at other cities. And I just ask that you please do the same when trying to make considerations for this or any other changes to the refuse system going forward.
We will. This particular item that we're talking about with the bags is a city council vote. And it's Monday, the 5th. Well, that's true, and we have no way of knowing if that's going to be a topic for discussion by 7:30 or by 9:30 or 10:30. It's yes, it's an old business item, so they'll ask for some information from staff, and then they'll have discussion amongst the council. Typically is the way it works, and then they'll ask if anybody from the public wishes to speak on the topic, and they'll listen to comments from public, and then there'll be some more sort of discussion, and then action or table, or you know, approval, defeated, tabled to another day, something. Well, if they want to watch it, they can watch it. It's recorded. And then we'll just summarize what was gathered on our Be Heard website, plus what happened at the first meeting and the second meeting. All right, well, thank you all for attending.